Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. I have tried to record this multiple times, but I keep either getting interrupted. Actually, it's getting interrupted. First, it was the dang leaf blower from across the street, and then it was Jeremiah. So, let's try this again. Welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today, I want to talk about Tyler's school and, talk to you guys about how it's going and what our regimen or routine looks like. We are... on Friday we'll be a month into this, and I will complete one full month of preschool at home. And so far, so good. Like, she is doing really good. She's doing really good, and she really enjoys it. Her and I are both really appreciating weekends. And there is this certain pajama set that she has. It's one of those zip-up ones. She cannot wear it yet to bed. She doesn't understand how to take it off and put it back on. So I don't expect her to take it off and put it back on when she wakes up to pee 2 or 3 times a night. So she's only allowed to wear it on Saturdays. And on Saturdays, she's allowed to wear it all day long. If we go out, whatever we do, she is allowed to wear it. If she wants to wear it on Sundays, that's totally fine too. So we're both really appreciating weekends. We kind of just sit around, relax, don't do our normal grind, and it's really great. But I wanted to talk about what we do, so let's just get right to it. We wake up around 6:30, but we don't start school around 8:45 to 9 o'clock. When Mason goes down to bed, I give us about 10 minutes, if that, and then we start school. When we start school, we wash our hands and brush her teeth. She brushes her teeth. I'm probably still drinking coffee. But she brushes her teeth, and then we both wash our hands. When we wash our hands, we sing the ABCs. When she gets better at it, I hear you're supposed to wash your hands for 2 ABC songs. But right now, we sing the ABCs really slow so that she can memorize it, and she is doing so good on memorizing it. It's super cute because she doesn't say JK, she'll say JJ. LMNMNMOP. It's super cute. And then she is, after we do that, we dry our hands off, and then we go to the school area, which is the corner of our living room, and she does her startups. She does her startups while I either get the last bits ready or while I'm on the computer putting them on hold. I just bit my tongue. That hurt. And then after she does her startups are her name. She writes her name 3 times every day. With this little guide thing that I found on the internet, and I was able to print it out, and then I laminated it, that way we could use the same one every day. And then her shapes we do also every day. I do want to eventually have a change it up and have her do like her numbers and her shapes every day, but we're just doing baby steps. Maybe on week 13 we will start incorporating her startup sheets with numbers as well. But actually, that's a long time. Well, I guess we're already in 4. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. A lot of this we're playing by ear. And again, one of the reasons why I am decided to homeschool her is because I was to school. And preschool is kind of expensive, guys. And then the free one that I found was just taking forever to get a hold of me. And then time was running out. And I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'll do it. I will get her ready for kindergarten. And I am not going to homeschool her for kindergarten. She wants to go to school. I want her to go to school. So I'm just getting her ready for preschool. The idea is that I will learn, this will teach me how she learns so that I can help her in kindergarten and so on and so forth. I do not expect her teacher to learn 100% how Tyler learns. I would appreciate communication, but she's also got 30 other kids. She or he has 30 other kids to worry about and maintain. So it's kind of my job to help Tyler as well. This is where that teamwork and that village really corporates itself in. But we do her startups, and when she's done with her startups, we go over them, we kind of talk about what worked really well, and then what could use a little bit more improvement. And we work after that, we go to the calendar and we talk about the day. We don't count the days every day. We just say, hey, today is Monday, October 30th or whatever. And then we also say today the season is fall and the weather is whatever the weather is. We do not talk about fall insanely or the months insanely. I want her to focus on her letters and her numbers and her other like skills that she's going to need, like scissors, zippers, glue. What's the other ones? There's a few more. So I need to stop saying but after we do that, we move on to the letters that we have already worked on and worked on. M, P, B, and H is what we're working on this week, is H. And we talk about their sounds, what sounds they make, and a word that they go with, and how to say it with your hand. Hi, baby. And so on and so forth. Can you say hi?
Hi!
Don't scream it, dude. Some people wear headphones. Say hi.
Hi!
Okay. I forgot what I was talking about, guys. The letters that we've talked about. Yes, so after the letters, we work on the book. I show her the book that we're reading, and every book. Okay, so every day is a new book. We put the books on hold, and then I just go pick them up from the library real quick. Today's word was hug. And the book was I Need a Hug. We had another one for a treehouse, Henry and Mudge in the treehouse, or the very tall treehouse. But it was a word that can correlate with the letter, and then I also find a craft. When we're done with the book, we sit down, we read the book, we talk about it, and then we move on to the worksheet. And I try to get a worksheet for her, there is a worksheet for her every day, and I try to get it to correlate with the letter. So today was in one of the, it was a communication, and it was, so today was I Need a Hug for the book, and then the worksheet or was a communication cards, but I didn't call them that with her. These are just ways that I was trying to teach her to who we're allowed to do what with. So it was friends, family and friends, and everyone. And so one of them was, do we hug our family and friends, our family, or everyone? And we hug family and friends. Do we kiss our family, family and friends, or everyone? And we only kiss our family. And then the other ones were like, who can we high five, or who can we smile at or wave at? And that's everyone. We can do that with everyone, but the other two, we can't because it's not okay. Kind of also trying to teach her those boundaries, and for today's project at least. And then we do a project. So after our worksheet, we do a project, and that project can be painting, that project can be glue, that project can be coloring. Whatever that project is what we do, and I again try to correlate it with the book and the letter and the worksheet if I can. I try to make sure everything matches as best as I can. Sometimes I don't win everything, but that's okay. Again, not a professional. And I will say I do have a subscription with education.com, and it is 100% amazing. I love it so much. There's also games that they can play on the computer, but Tyler doesn't play on the computer. She doesn't know how to work a phone. She's just now learning how to work the remote to the TV. So, and that's a hit and miss too. So, again, everything's like, and so we do that. When we do her project, today's project was a hug jar. And so now in a house, we have a jar of hearts. This was not my idea. I got this off of Pinterest. A jar of hearts that are, I made them out of felt. And I sewed them into a heart with two different colors, and then we put them, and again, like, not again, but the idea was that it doesn't look perfect. So I didn't want them to look Pinterest perfect. I just cut a heart shape out and then quickly sewed them together last night. I wanted them to look like they were half-assed done, and kind of like rugged. So the idea of the jar, the hug jar, is that when she wants to hug somebody, she takes a heart and she gives it to them, to whoever she wants to hug. And she says, I really need a hug. And then we give her a hug, and then she puts the jar, the heart, back in the jar for later. So that's the idea of the hug jar. And that was for our letter H and for hug. So I try to keep everything correlated together, and every day is a new word, but every week is a new letter. When we wrap up school, we take the time, we clean it all up together. So we clear off her table, we put the legs down, we spray it, and then she'll either spray it or wipe it down, or I'll spray it and she'll wipe it down. Sometimes she will do both. And then when we're done with that, we put the table together, we put the chair back, and then we go wash our hands. When we wash our hands, we sing our ABCs. Right now we're only doing ABCs once, not twice, because I want her to really listen to it. I'm not sure if I had said this earlier in the podcast, but yes, baby. But this is kind of...
I'm hungry.
You're hungry? Dude, you just ate.
I know, I'm so hungry.
Okay, you good. Give me a second. Go drink some water, okay?
But that would make me poop and pee.
Anything makes you poop and pee. Go. Go drink some water if you're hungry, and I'll get you something in just a second, okay? So this snack time. Okay. And so, because she's not in preschool, I do try to keep her social life pretty social. So on Mondays, we have a play date, and she has friends come over, and they play and hang out. And I am really good friends with the mom of the kids, so it works out really well for both of us. And then it's our old neighbor from when we lived in Lake Stevens. And then on Wednesdays, I take her to the mall park, which Mason thoroughly enjoys everything. We're only there for about an hour. I also like to walk around the mall with them it's really good, I would say sensory, but it's, stimulation. There we go. It's really good stimulation for Mason at his age also. That way he can be in crowds and not get stressed out. So we try to go at least once a week to that. On Fridays, I think it's Thursdays or Fridays, we try to go and do something as a family together. So we try to keep her life social. I do eventually want to get her into like a sport or like my gym or something. But it's also just trying to find the right one for her on what I think that she would like and then asking her about it. So yes, this is basically what we do every day, Monday through Friday, and we try to make the errands and all that as well in through everything as well. And dinner is made during nap time and quiet time. So yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, this is just what I'm doing, and I am trying to make this experience 100% fun and, of course, educational for Tyler. I am also willing to learn more and try new things with her and see what works and what doesn't work. So I don't know if I said this earlier, but if you guys have any advice, anything, feel free to comment on the, the Instagram post that I'm going to post for this podcast. Thank you guys so much, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.